Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners joining us today, and hello to everyone again, and thank you for the guest that we have today for coming and giving her time on the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach, okay? And in this space here, as always, we like to let, you know, everyone know what we're about, you know, so we can set the tone and know what the purpose here is here, okay? And at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, we're about promoting, taking control of our life, learning how to take control of our life, and not letting life take control of us, okay? And also, at Empowering Ourselves, we mostly do that by, you know, living the best versions of ourselves and trying to live our best life. And that includes all the major areas of our life, learning to take control of those areas. So that's why we have the guests, and each guest we have on the episode, okay, is trained and an expert in one of those major areas. So they give us little tips and just kind of show us some things that kind of help us, you know, get to that point where we can, you know, say, you know, this is, I'm satisfied, you know, in this area, you know, or make progress in that area, okay? And this show is also about, you know, identifying and overcoming struggles, obstacles, everything here. But the main thing that I like to let this show be about is about hope and inspiration in our lives, okay? And this is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And this is what we do here. So sit back, grab a pen, paper, and let's be in this space together and let this help our lives, okay? Okay, now, the title of this episode is Build Your Business, Build Your Wealth, Live Your Dream, with Heather Havenwood, okay? And who is our guest? I mean, you guessed it, Heather Havenwood, all right? And a little bit about Heather Havenwood, a little bit of bio on her. She is a marketing and business coach, okay? And she's the founder of Sexy Boss, Inc., CEO of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC, and to her hats and credits is internet marketing. So she's an internet marketer, a business strategist, and marketing is another hat to her credit. And, you know, the interesting story is, and I believe it was 2006, she started and developed and grew an online marketing company from the ground up. And she can tell a little bit more about that. And it grew to, like, I believe it was, you know, a lot of money, you know, starting out from the ground up, you know. So, and also she does seminars, hundreds of seminars and events, telenars, and she blogs. She's an author of Sexy Boss. And she says that she has instructed hundreds of entrepreneurs, leading them down the path to success. And that's what this is about today. If you're an entrepreneur or you're thinking about owning a small business and you kind of like, don't know what's going on or where to start, don't worry, we got you. Okay, we're going to, you know, clue you in as much as we can. And then also you can go to heatherhavenwood.com, drop her a note, give her a call, and, you know, she can get you started and kind of let you know some things, okay, about the business. So please give a welcome for our guest, Heather Havenwood.
Well, thank Aloha. You. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. And this is what the show is about. We want to empower the listeners in the area of your gift and expertise so they can, you know, be more empowered with the tools in their business or entrepreneurship. So it's your stage. Just, you know, let the listeners know a little bit about who you are and, you know, what you do, how you help people.
I love that. I just love your introduction, just sitting here listening and taking notes. And one of my taglines in my business is be you, be real, be the boss of your life. And that just has a lot to do with taking control of your life, as you said, and just in hope and inspiration. Because I think for me, when I chose and decided, it's like a decision, you know, to make a decision like I'm going to be the boss of my life and I'm going to start creating my own path and not just listening to what I call the naysayers or just people, sometimes family in our lives that say what's what you should do and shouldn't do and all these things, is start to actually listen to myself. That's when things started to shift for me. So I just love that introduction and love what you stand for, and I completely understand that because I haven't always been successful. I've had my ups and downs. I did go build a business from $0 to $1 million in less than 12 months, but at the same time, a month later, I was completely bankrupt and had to start all over again, you know. And so you have to, when you're taking an entrepreneur, you have to, I use the word flexibility, but you have to be willing to skin your knees, break your nose a little bit sometimes, get hit, you know, in the football game. You got to get in there and get hit, yes. You know, because that's the journey, you know. It's not all roses and petals, you know what I mean? So yeah. I just love what you stand for, and thanks for letting me be here tonight.
Thank you. And you've given the listeners a little bit already, you know, a little bit of wisdom, because as you said, you know, in this business, like anything, you got to pay your dues, you said, and you got to get hit and scrape your knees.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For listeners out there, you got it from her, you know. Heather, I mean, so you're going to have your challenges and your tests. I mean, you know, any good thing is worth working hard for.
Yeah.
So what are some of the struggles that, you know, you see in the people you work with that come to you? What are some of the things they face, you know, and all that good stuff? Give me a typical some of the major struggles. Well,
yeah, so absolutely. I'd love to share that. And I love to kind of stay on the analogy of football because we are in America and we love football, right? So I just stay on that analogy because what I see in, for myself, I mean, I first had to really experience this myself before I can teach it and before I can coach, right? So, you know, I had to learn to get out on the field, literally, and be able to be willing to get hit and mold over also, and also have those wins and be able to throw the ball and learn how to throw the ball. And so something that in entrepreneurship that happens when I get a client is they get nervous, scared, fearful of all the things they have to learn, you know, in the football, all the plays they have to learn, all the different kinds of positions they have to understand. Because entrepreneurship, sometimes you're the janitor and the web designer and the service maker and the pie maker and you're everything, and it's like overwhelming. And so that's part of the process, is that now I kind of live my life in two worlds. You know, I'm on the field every day because I have 3 or 4 online businesses personally, and then I stand on the sideline. I'm a coach, you know, because when you're a player on the field, you need to have that coach to sometimes tell you, go left, you know, because you don't see everything that's happening on the field. And so part of my journey of 15 years as an online entrepreneur is now I can give that gift back of saying, hey, no, go left. Don't go that way. Wait, you just got hit. Let me tell you why you got hit. And so that's part of the process. So one of the biggest challenges I see is like the number one thing that when people come to me is either beginner entrepreneurs or they're already in the business for maybe 10 years or 5 years and they've already built up a significant income. They're still in this one space, and that is what I call the clarity, the power of clarity, and that sometimes they get really confused, and that's because we're in a day and age where people are bombarding us. We're being bombarded by social media. We're being bombarded by YouTube, TV, cable, and then you have family, you know, and then you have significant others, and then you have everyone's opinions coming at you. And so we forget the clarity of what we're really doing sometimes. We just like either forget or we just kind of spin out of control, as I call it. And so one of the things I work with entrepreneurs on is getting calm and clear and being really clear on where you're headed. And when you're clear on where you're headed, then you can actually drive the ball down the field. If not, you're listening to the fans to the left and you're going towards the fans on the left, you know. So it's the same kind of analogy, if that makes sense, and that I really just kind of help people become clear. Because there's a quote here, and I'd love to give it to you, and that is, does this feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? It's really a question. It's a question that I put to everything in life before I do a podcast, before I do an interview, before I take on a client, before I take on a new project. I ask the question, does this feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? Sometimes that's significant other relationships, you know, and sometimes it's like this relationship is causing a lot of confusion in my life. So you have to take everything in consideration, that everything affects everything. So, you know, that's one thing I really work with on is, and myself too included in that. I'm a client of myself, right? So I work with myself and other people on getting clear and making sure you're making choices that are clear for oneself versus confusion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I like that motto. I mean, that's empowering affirmation. Does it speed my confusion? Listeners,
yep.
Get it. I might be saying it just a little different, but the gist of it is, does it speed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? And that kind of like, when I hear that, because I have a collection of affirmations. Half of them I made up myself. Everyone has their own unique psychology in their own mind, the way they learn and understand. But that's something that I will put that in my treasure box.
Feel free to take it, because it's a key one. If you look at your areas of your life that maybe you were not having a good time in your life, you know, whatever that is. If you notice there was a lot of chaos in your life, and I'm not saying you specifically, just listeners, right? It's like there was probably a lot of chaos in one's life. And if you look at that, the moment that you got clear on something or made a decision on something, what happened? Everything altered. And so it's like keeping that in the moment every day is just so powerful.
Yeah, that's I took it in, it's empowering for me. Does it speed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? And you, like you said, you can apply that. You could just apply that in the moment of now, in the moment of where you at, just like right now. Is it what I'm doing? Is my thoughts being? Is what I'm thinking? Is limiting and being unempowering, confusing, or are my thoughts and beliefs right now in this moment, you know, empowering, clarifying?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that one of the litmus tests is that your head trash, as I call it, the monkey mind, my, you know, coach calls it monkey mind, head trash and monkey mind will always cause confusion for you, right? That's its job, is to kind of come at you and attack you, or to, you know, cause you to spin and not, and procrastinate, all kinds of stuff. So notice that when you're listening to your head trash, we all have it, okay, then you're listening to the head trash and it's causing confusion. But just notice the moment you listen to what we call our higher self or that other piece of you, then there's clarity and there's calmness, and you know the right decision to make. And I just want to share with you a moment that I actually used this that made a huge, profound difference for me. And that was the moment that I just filed bankruptcy and foreclosure after a very successful business. And the reason I had was in that position is because I had a business partner, and he came in one day and just took it all. It was like over. Everything was gone. And the bankruptcy, you know, bank accounts were zero overnight and all kinds of things. And, you know, it kind of pushed me into this bankruptcy and foreclosure. And it took me a couple years because I was in a lot of chaos. I was swirling around and victimizing a lot of things. And it wasn't until I started to put this question to everything I did. I mean, I did it to little things. You know, am I going to go for a walk? Am I not? Am I going to take this phone call? Am I not? Like, I started to do little baby steps because I had to, because I was such a swirl. And now I use it every day for big decisions, little decisions, and significant other decisions. I really place that in my heart now. But it was in that moment that I started to use this question and create clarity in my life that things started to shift. And I went from what I call bankruptcy to sexy boss. And then I built five new businesses. And then I created, I have a book out. And now I coach people. So everything came out of being clear, you know. And so we can, no matter where you're at, you want to take your business to the next level, or you want to get into business, or wherever you're at, get into a place of clarity. And then things will become clear and you can make decisions that are best for you.
Yes. And I like that because clarity is power. We all heard it before. Clarity is power. Okay. For time's sake, let's get on to the meat of some things, okay? So,
sure.
And I know the listeners, for the listeners, you know, everyone has, in their busy day, they like to listen to, you know, empowering ourselves, you know, while they're on the train, going to work, you know, to get some refreshing good material. So, you know, and you know the average person is just hitting on two things. So I know a person that's listening to this while they're going to work early in the morning because we're on iTunes. I know this is a major jewel for them right here. And that is, okay, for the listeners, you know, when a person asks you, you know, what do I get from working with Heather Havenwood and, you know, the sexy boss and, you know, and her, you know, business. So, no, what do I get? And, you know, as a result of working with Heather, so what would you tell them? What do they get?
What do they get? That's a great question. So there's two main things I feel that I'm an expert in. The first thing is marketing. And let me explain what marketing is to me. Marketing is making sure that your message is getting to the correct market, therefore you get an ROI equals money, okay? So, and sometimes with nonprofit, ROI means, you know, making a difference or an impact, or with churches and communities, it's making an impact, that's the ROI. But the bottom line is any kind of business and or personal development is actually a business. So church is a business. Nonprofit is a business. They are all having a piece of business and marketing. So that's the first thing I work with clients on, is making sure their message is getting to the market in such a way that they're making the most money possible with that market to message. And sometimes we have to re-alter the message to make sure it's getting out there. So that's the first thing, is that the business and marketing aspect, I feel like that's my expertise, because I've been doing this for 15 years. The second piece I feel that I'm an expert in, that I work with entrepreneurs on, is what I call the human behavior of being an entrepreneur. And that is basically, you have an idea or you have a business and you want to take it to the next level and you know what steps to do. And then what happens is, what gets in the way is what I call the human trash, the head trash, right? All the stuff that gets in the way. So I help entrepreneurs help get rid of the head trash so that you can actually get to the marketing message, therefore you to get the ROI. Because strategy, there's so many strategies that work out there, and they're constantly being shared, and you can, you know, you can get a course on Google Analytics and Google, and a course on this and a course on that. But the challenge with all those courses is they don't take the whole holistic situation at hand, and they don't look at it and say, this is what you should do and not do, do this, do that, because they don't look at the entire, what I call, football team, right? They just are only giving you one position at a time, not inclusive. And so that's what I work with people on, is not only the strategy of them on the field in business, but also their, what I call, their head trash, and getting it out of the way so they can actually become a better player. And I look at business as a game. It's like that. It's a game. You know, you got to be able to get on the field and get hit and be able to get on the field and be clear and get rid of your head trash so you can focus on getting, you know, getting basically the results, which is ROI in football. It's getting the, you know, getting that little football across that line. And so you have to be willing to go the extra mile. And that's what I work with clients on, is what is it I need to do right now to get me closer to my ROI?
Okay. And ROI again is, ROI is
return of investment. So that could be return investment of your time, return of investment of actual money, but the basically, how do I make a profit, right? How do I make money from the business? But the reason I say ROI is because I do have companies that are what I call nonprofits, and really they have a mission, and they have a mission of an outreach. And so their ROI is, you know, they've reached out to X amount of people, and they've hit that goal. So it could be their mission is actually connecting with people and having an outreach, not necessarily, you know, income of money, you know. So that's why I call it an ROI.
Okay, yeah. You know, everyone has different, you know, goals and achieve in their business. Like you said, it doesn't, a business doesn't always have to be money. Because, you know, money is good, you know, but there's other, things, you know, that people, you know, would like, you know.
Right now there's politics, right? You know, and at the when they're going out there, their ROI is votes, right? Or their ROI is delegates, right? That's their goal. That's what they're trying to go for, and they're doing all these things and certain things and steps, strategies to get to that, you know, vote, right? To make a difference with people and to have someone say they want them, and that's an ROI. And so, like with especially with churches, I noticed that they do focus on the money, but when they focus on the community outreach, you know, and how many lives they're touching, all of a sudden the money comes in. You know what I mean? And so all of a sudden that the money is taken care of a lot easier when they're focused on the real goal, which is the outreach in the community and the lives that they're touching.
Yes. That's their goal. That's their goal. Okay.
Yeah.
Push it on. Push it on before we get to your book and close. We're going to close with your book, Future Endeavors, and your contact information. So we're going to get that. But, you know, the last thing that, you know, I know that the listener, you know, as they're listening to Empowering Ourselves, hopefully, you know, so, you know, our loyal people out there, we do got some loyal, some good, you know, listeners. Okay, I know that this is what they're saying. This is what they're thinking. And you can agree with me, Heather, because, you know, they don't know. We're psychics, too, so we know what they're thinking, right?
Right.
They're thinking, how does she do this? Like, you know, what tools and how does Heather help us overcome these obstacles and these struggles, these things that are stopping our business, that are stopping me being that entrepreneur, that best entrepreneur I can be? How does she do this? That's what I want to know. Right before I call Heather, I just got to know, how does she do this, you know, to seal it in? I just got to know, because these are the questions, you know, they want to know, you know. It's like, how does this do this? You know, people are curious, you know. And so let them know. Just give them a little bit about, you know, the tools and, you know, the exercises you use to overcome some of their barriers and to get them to that, you know, ROI.
Well, thanks for that. You know, it's interesting you say that. You know, I had to recreate myself after my bankruptcy and foreclosure because I had started from nothing. You know, literally, I was living in my car with my dog and a cell phone bill. You know, that's all I had, you know. And I had to start from scratch. I had to kind of recreate myself. And so, you know, what I would say who I am and how what I did before that and then after are two different answers. And I would say now that I feel the reason I do everything I do is honestly because I love to create. And I constantly am in creation. The beauty of being an entrepreneur for me is that I'm constantly creating new ideas. I'm putting them out there in the universe. And then there's this opportunity to not only make a difference with people, but also to make money with that. And I just love that opportunity. But the only way I was able to get to that point where I'm just creating and putting things out there and loving that process, I had to do something that I think everyone can probably appreciate, and that is I had to give myself permission to fail. And I know that sounds kind of odd maybe, but we're kind of taught at a very young age from kindergarten all through high school, and if you went to college, is that we're taught not to fail, right? If someone said to you, make sure you finish first grade because you're not allowed to go to second grade. If you fail first grade, can't go to second grade, and vice versa, and on and on it goes, right? And the challenge with your entrepreneurship and being a business owner is that it's a constant trying new things, and you're failing and succeeding and failing and succeeding. And a mentor of mine told me once, he said, the only reason I'm successful is because I've failed more than I've succeeded. And this is a person that literally has a $12 million house on Maui. Okay, he's a multimillionaire. And he said that to me, and I just looked at him all crazy, like, what are you talking about? You're like loaded, And he's like, but I've failed more than I've succeeded. And that I just resonated with that, because the moment you give yourself permission to succeed and give yourself permission to fail, then no matter what you put out there and what business you create next, it doesn't matter what happens. It's you just keep creating and keep creating. And so I think that's a huge piece when I work with my entrepreneurs and clients, is working with them to allow themselves to be the creator and put it out there and try it. Let's do it. Let's go for it. And then do it again and do it again and do it again. It's, like going back to my football analogy, which I love football, is that, as a quarterback or as a running back, you have to learn how to, quarterback, you have to throw the ball. How many times has a quarterback had to throw the ball before he gets to the Super Bowl? I mean, who knows? We don't even know that number. It's just ridiculously, big, right? And it's huge, and so I think that's what the problem is.
I mean to cut you off. That was a very good the listeners got that. I know they did. If you didn't, listeners, we can rewind till you get it, right? Okay, with about 1 minute to you, I would like to get your book out there, the name of your book, any future endeavors you have, seminars, where the people can see you at, or whatever else you got going, telenars online, or whatever you got going, give out your contact information, any other services. Got about a minute before we close here. Set it all out to them, everything you want them to know, your book, future endeavors, contact info, other services, and it's to you. We got 1 minute.
All right. Thank you so much. So you can find my book at sexybossinc.com, or you can go to Amazon and type in the words Heather Havenwood. I have 5 books out. You're welcome to go check them out. Or if you're interested in possibly working with me, I'd love to have a conversation with you. I do a free consultation at heatherhavenwood.com, and then there's a button that says Work with Heather, and we can set up a time to have a conversation. And I think that's it. I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity, and go out there and be you, be real, and be the boss of your life, because that's what this is all about.
Okay, and you have it. The Sexy Boss says you go and be the boss of your own life, okay, and reach that high potential. Listeners out there, you have it. We got a lot of great tips from Heather Havenwood, business and marketing coach. Once again, you can contact her or even go to her website at heatherhavenwood.com. Yes, please do that. Check her book out, Sexy Boss. Now,
thank
please
you.
Like,
this is so nice. Her. Thank you.
Like, share, yeah. Follow her. Pass it on. Follow the show. You can download us from iTunes. Join us every week. This is the Urban Life Coach. Love you. Signing off. Thanks again, Heather. I will be contacting you probably in the next day. Watch your email, okay?
Okay.
And I would love to have you again. Thank you for joining the show. You gave a lot of great content for the listeners. So you guys support us. Send this out there on your social media so it can get out there, because I know there's a lot of people that want to start their business or improve their business or need or some marketing tips, so you have it here. This is what it is. This is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio.
Urban Life Coach, signing off. Heather, we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.